I'm Sean Power reporting. The Lamar's Municipal Band announced this week that Dr. Christopher Brandt will become the group's next musical director. A native of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Dr. Brandt brings a wealth of experience as an educator, conductor, and performer. He currently serves as director of instrumental activities at Morningside University and is the music director of the All-America Concert Band, Siouxland Wind Ensemble, and Siouxland Youth Wind Ensemble. He is also a former instrumentalist and associate conductor with the 451st Army Band. A press release from the band states that Dr. Brandt is widely recognized for his commitment to musical excellence and community engagement, and we are excited to welcome his vision and leadership to our ensemble. Dr. Brandt will replace former musical director Jerry Bertrand, who retired last July after 38 years at the helm of the Municipal Band. The band has also announced dates for their summer 2026 concerts, starting with a special performance on Memorial Day, May 25th, at the Plymouth County Courthouse, and concluding with a performance on July 15th. All concerts other than the Memorial Day concert will take place at Foster Park. For a full list of performances, check under this story on our website. The City of Lamar's spring cleanup will take place next month on May 9th and from May 11th through the 15th. The city is declaring an amnesty from the landfill disposal costs, so up to £1,000 per household of certain items can be delivered to the Plymouth County landfill at no cost. Eligible items include furniture, wooden items, and metal items, couches, chairs, mattresses, scrap lumber, bikes, mowers, bed frames, and similar items can be brought to the landfill for free. Items not included in the amnesty include normal household garbage, TVs, hazardous waste, appliances, tires, and recyclable goods. A full list of items not included in the amnesty is available on the city's website. The landfill will be open on Saturday, May 9th from 8 a.m. until noon, and from May 11th through the 15th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Snowplows, salt spreaders, brine sprayers, and other machinery the Iowa DOT uses to keep our roads clear is being cleaned up and put away. Winter Operations Administrator Craig Barkfried says the winter season officially ends for the DOT on April 15th. Barkfried says this just concluding winter was pretty mild overall, as they've created a winter severity index based on things like storm duration and amount of precipitation, whether it's snow, sleet, rain, or ice.
So right now, as we sit here today, our winter severity is a 19.83. That's about average for what we've seen the last couple of years, a lighter winter. If you go back and look on average over the last 10 years, our winter severity average has been around 24.
A less severe winter means giant stacks of leftover sand and salt, which can be saved for next winter. While the winter of 2025-26 wasn't as severe as in past years, Barkfried says certain events in the past few months truly do stand out.
I've been doing this job 13 years, and never in my time in this chair have I had to deal with a closure on I-35 and I-80 pretty much across the state at the same time. That storm on March 15, 16, even though we didn't get a lot of snow, the visibility and the winds were just very treacherous.
Barkfried says the DOT consulted with the Iowa State Patrol and it was decided to shut down I-35 preemptively based on the forecast and before the worst of the storm hit. He says the results were very favorable in the corridor, with fewer crashes and fewer stranded vehicles. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.